Welcome back to JR Morning. Detroit's dining scene just got a bold new addition, a Latin and Caribbean fusion restaurant with a hidden twist, Baru Detroit. Is serving up rich flavors and signature cocktails, live entertainment, all topped with a basement speakeasy that brings a vibrant new energy to the city's nightlife. And joining us to share the inspiration behind this exciting new spot are Melissa Thrower. She's co-owner of Baru Detroit. Dre Blair, business partner there. And also on the WJR Live line is Chef Lloyd. No relations to this Lloyd, but still, he's got to be a great person because he's a Lloyd. And he is the culinary mind behind these flavors and bringing these flavors to light. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, Melissa, let me start with you. Detroit's food scene has been really booming with all kinds of new concepts. We've seen all these new restaurants opening all the time downtown. What gap did you see that inspired like this Latin Caribbean restaurant and speakeasy like Baru?
Well, let's start off that I saw a space that was needed and I knew how to fill in the gap. I'm from Miami. I'm Puerto Rican. Born in the Bronx. I mixed that all together.
Oh, man.
And thought I can find a space here that was necessary. If you come to Baru, you'll be able to see all of those different styles, flavor, and aesthetics. And I was able to find someone who also saw that vision and create what is now Baru in the center of Paradise Valley. It's wonderful that they were able to accept this type of concept to bring beautiful paradise to Paradise Valley.
Andre, pretty easy for you to buy into this concept?
Oh, 100%. It was more with me, my wife, our friends. We go out on date night, and inevitably we stay at the restaurant and have just drinks and food and close out basically the restaurant because there's no other place to go afterwards. So we saw opportunity to create that place where it's an all-in-one. You can get good music, great food, great ambiance, phenomenal cocktails, and an atmosphere that feels like paradise.
Chef Lloyd, I tried some of the food this morning. Right after my coffee, I had short ribs. But they were delicious. Just melt in your mouth, delicious. Talk to us about the menu overall.
The menu overall, as Melissa said, it's a mixture, of Puerto Rico, a little bit of South America, Jamaica, mixed up inside of it. And it's just bringing, our traditional dishes that we enjoyed as kids coming up with our parents, our grandparents, and, putting a modern twist on everything, where people are not afraid to come in and try, what we're trying to present to the public. Yeah, so like the short ribs, that's something that, you find that in Mexico where it's slow cooked in so many different spices. The Brussels sprout that gives it that little bitterness to go. And then you have the Maduro, the ripe plantains, to kind of combine everything together. So, when you look at that one dish, you got so many areas of the Caribbean and Latin America, Puerto Rico mixed up all inside of it.
Well, it's one of the great things I think about the culinary world and people like you that can come up with these types of innovations. I mean, Latin food is the umbrella, but there are so many different categories, so many different countries that have their own flair. And when you combine them all together, that's when you get something really special.
100%.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Melissa, I got to ask you about the speakeasy. What made you decide to create that speakeasy, within Baru?
Well, there was a basement.
Okay.
It was a large space.
Sometimes it's as simple as that was a basement.
When I was first looking at it, I said, I want to do something that reminds me of maybe living in the 20s, something very prohibitionish, but I wanted it to look like Little Havana meets the Cotton Club.
Oh, wow.
And cool. That's pretty much what we created there. It looks beautiful. It was beautiful. You should come down and see it.
Oh, I'm coming.
We're
going
to have entertainment there.
Oh, I'm there.
It's open Fridays and Saturdays.
Okay.
Starts at 10 o'clock, closes around 1 a.m., 2 a.m. if it's getting spicy down there.
Okay.
We'll have live entertainment. We have that starting in October. So make sure you come down and see it.
Absolutely.
Some people might not know where Paradise Valley, is that what you called it?
Correct.
May not know where that is. Do you know where Ford Field and Comerica Park is, mm-hmm. everyone? It's a couple blocks from there.
Yeah.
So it's mm-hmm. right in Absolutely. Like the heart of where everyone's like, are you getting foot traffic?
We are.
I'm sure you are.
We are. I think it was, when was that for the Lions game?
Home opener?
Yes. It was, that amazing. Sunday was amazing. It was beautiful. The outdoor was exactly what we had envisioned it. It was like that almost the entire day. When they first started going to the game, and then it slowed down just a tad, enough for us to catch our breath. Mm-hmm. And then they came back out, and I don't think they left.
No, not until the evening.
So when did you guys officially open?
We opened August 7th.
Okay, so just
was
a couple
our grand opening.
Couple of weeks into this.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're from Puerto Rico, lived in Miami, from the Bronx. Why Detroit? Like, you talked about maybe filling the food gap there, but what is specifically about this city that drew you here?
My husband's from Detroit. His family's from Detroit. He pulled me out here from Miami when we had gotten married.
First, you were like, I don't know.
Hopefully, he brought you out here.
Yeah,
in June.
And we lived here for quite some time.
Uh-huh.
And I was able to see how downtown grew within the last 20 years. It was pretty amazing. And then my business partner, Dre, I was looking for somewhere to start a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And he saw an opportunity. He's like, hey, what do you think about this spot? You think you want to start something here? And
we really do need, you know, all of these pieces to come together. And then you create a place like Baru, and it's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, Melissa Thrower is co-owner of Baru Detroit. Chef Lloyd on the line with us, and Dre Blair, her business partner. We thank you all for sharing some time with us and letting us know about Baru Detroit. I am going because I need to eat something good, and I need to go to the speakeasy.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys
thank
for coming
you so
in.
So much.
Yeah, really.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, really cool stuff. Yeah, great man. Food. Yeah. Great
munchies
atmosphere.
On point again.
Yeah, yes. No doubt. All right, that's going to do it for us. See you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Thank you.